flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is unbelievable. The whole theme of this show today was going to be about trades. Like, we're talking theoretical trades based on the Doncic-Davis trade, Bob. Talking about what would Skeens net in a trade? You know, what about, we hardly ever see this with these generational guys. As we're doing that show, this Myles Garrett statement comes out. I'm going to read it, okay, Bob?
Yes, please do. It's from his account, so it is real.
Yeah, and I'm going off Adam Schefter's blue check. So this won't be Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson on a beach somewhere.
No, thank you very much, Joe.
Do you remember when that happened, Limits?
You know, that's why I'm now begging off of them. I'm not going to look at anything. I'm not going to believe anything.
I know. Well, you're best off that way. It. Yes.
Well, how could you forget?
Here's Myles Garrett's statement, and I'll say that the last sentence is in bold on his statement, and he signs it at the end. As a kid dreaming of the NFL, all I focused on was this is real, right?
Yes,
I mean,
it is.
This almost seems unreal. It's ridiculous. As a kid dreaming of the NFL, all I focused on was the ultimate goal of winning a Super Bowl. And that goal fuels me today more than ever. My love for the community of Northeast Ohio and the incredible fan base of the Cleveland Browns has made this one of the toughest decisions of my life. These past 8 years have helped shape me into the man that I am today. While I've loved calling this city my home, my desire to win and compete on the biggest of stages won't allow me to be complacent. The goal was never to go from Cleveland to Canton, Myles Garrett writes. It has always been to compete for and win a Super Bowl. And then the last paragraph separated in bold. With that in mind, I have requested to be traded from the Cleveland Browns, Myles Garrett. Where do we go from here, Bob?
We've been talking about what, hypothetically, a trade would look like for all these people locally tied to Pittsburgh. What about this one? What would a team be willing to give you for Myles Garrett?
Oh, I'll tell you the team I again have in mind, because it's a team that has a chance to win and is a Myles Garrett away from winning, and that's the Buffalo Bills. That's an obvious choice. And there are others, for sure, like anybody could use him. Who are some of the other teams? Cincinnati Bengals. Would they trade him in Ohio?
Yeah, in division, I don't know if they'd do that. And I don't know, I mean, what are you going to give them? Cincinnati's trying to
win. Well, what's anybody going
to
give them? That's just an example of a team.
You'd have to look
at Denver Broncos.
Denver's a team. How about the Chargers?
The Chargers. The Commanders.
Yeah.
Who else?
So what do you think it would look like? What would you get? Let's say it's mostly draft picks, because it probably will be.
First, I'm going to give you this. Ben Axelrod, who I believe is from Awful Announcing, covers, and he covers the Browns, I think, said there's no other way to look at this other than the Deshaun Watson trade cost the Browns 3 first-round picks, Nick Chubb's prime, and Myles Garrett. There's no other way to spin this.
Well, so, right. Wasted all those years.
Yeah. Man, I can't believe like this is falling into our laps here on a day when trades were going to be the theme. That might be, and I know there's Babe Ruth and others, that might be the most destructive trade in the history of professional sports. It ruined the Cleveland Browns. It ruined
them. And it was engineered by their owner. It had nothing to do with football people who were trying to make a trade. It was him.
Right. Their owner, who's, you know, another.
And now the owner's going to be, you know, what's he going to do about this? Is he going to say, okay, sure, Miles, we're going to, he may say no.
If I'm him, I say yes in 2 seconds, and then I go out and get the best deal, which
because
is.
Because you need to restock your cupboard.
Absolutely. And that the other thing that has me thinking about this very seriously is, are the Browns now going to jump ahead of the Steelers on a rebuild mission? When the Steelers should be trading a guy like T.J. Watt, they're going to hang on to their illusions and delusions that they're actually like in it, like they're a contender, like, oh, we're that close, while the Browns go back and rebuild and build up again. And lest I remind you, Bob, the Browns have one playoff win in recent vintage. The Steelers have none.
No, I understand that, but they have got such a long way. I think they have so much in terms of what they need to do, and they don't have the resources to do it. Now, this will help them if they get the right return.
Good morning, Joe. Patrick Roberts says, Miles did not write that statement. His agent wrote it. Oh, that's an important point, Patrick, and spell Miles right. Obviously, he's sitting there dictating, and who knows? What does that matter? Why would that matter? Why would somebody weigh in with such an idiotic comment? Anyway, go ahead, Bob.
No, I was just saying, what they get in return will tell you what they can do in terms of speeding toward a recovery from this Deshaun Watson trade. So they're going to have to get quite a bit back in order to help them dig out from this mess.
I saw the Denver Broncos dig out pretty quickly once they got Bo Nix, and they're hung up almost as much as the Browns on that Russell Wilson deal.
You still have
the
quarterback situation that doesn't going to change.
You're about to have maybe 3 first-round picks that could help you change it. What have the Steelers got? How are they going to change theirs?
They're going to have to trade up in the draft next year, I think, to get to a place where they can draft a quarterback.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it this year, but I would do it next.
Would you rather be the Browns right now or the Steelers? Because this was actually going to be a topic today, too. I heard Crowley, he had like a verbal meltdown for a moment. That's all. He made a little mistake. He said where the Steelers are going to trade their franchise, and then he corrected and said, oh, no, I meant this. But that little spark got me to thinking in our trade theme today, who would you trade entire teams with right now if you were the Steelers, like the direction of their franchise? Who would you rather be? I was going to ask about every team in the NFL. Would you rather be them or the Steelers right now? I remember, again, having this conversation with Ed Bouchette probably 5 years ago. Seinfeld says when you get to be our age, Bob, that everything that happened, quote, 5 years ago, about 5 years ago. And Ed, when I compared the Texans to the Steelers, admonished me and said, who would you rather be, the Houston Texans or the Pittsburgh Steelers? And I said, the Texans. You don't have the franchise history, but that's history. Because the Texans at that time were about to have another top pick in the draft. I said, Ed, they've had more recent success than the Steelers, and now they're about to draft another quarterback. Or maybe it was even in the early Deshaun years where I said, Ed, now they have their young quarterback. And now they have another one, Bob. So I would rather be the Texans than the Steelers right now. And I'm not so sure if I was willing right now to trade Myles Garrett, I wouldn't rather be the Browns than the Steelers.
I don't want to be the Browns with the mess they currently have, period. I think it's still going to take them a lot to get out of it. But they will have certainly resources to try to change that direction pretty quickly. And again, getting back to what we've been talking about for the last several weeks, the quarterback is the key to everybody. If you have a quarterback, you can change the direction of your franchise very quickly. If you don't, you will mire in the same area.
That's why I'd rather be the Browns.
Again.
That's my argument.
That's fine. But if you get that kind of resource back for Myles Garrett, then you have to take quarterbacks. You also have to get rid of Deshaun Watson, regardless of what it costs. You're going to pay him anyway. Just get rid of him. It's just a bad thing to have around. You know?
By the way, Bob, I don't think they'll care about the division. Now I see people talking about the Ravens going for him. They have 11 picks in this draft.
I don't think they'd make a trade with them.
I think you go for the best deal.
Maybe, but I think you'll get
He's 29.
Other offers.
He's,
as you just described, there are teams out there that are similar to Baltimore who need a piece like that.
Yeah.
So the bidding war will be a good one. And unlike Luka Doncic and the Mavericks who make one phone call and just make a trade, they're going to look at everything. If I were Cleveland and do this right, Jimmy Haslam, stay away from this.
Well,
get the football people in and let's make a bidding war of it. Who wants him? This is for sale. He wants out.
Who do you think gets more in a trade, T.J. Watt or Myles Garrett? Garrett because he's a little bit younger,
Garrett,
maybe?
Only because of the age. The age is
I'd say
factor.
It'd be a similar package, and I would say this really underscores the Steelers. The Steelers are delusional. I think most of our listeners would agree with that. They think they're an actual contender or close to being one when we all know they're not. The Browns, at least, can't even argue for that. They've sunk to the bottom. But it's the Browns who, if they adhere to this request, are going to get this windfall and have a shot at a franchise quarterback. It's the Steelers who will continue to live in their delusion and wind up spending all kinds of money on a guy who's going to turn 31 next season and who is having trouble being healthy at playoff time anyway. So, you know what? I'd rather be the Browns right now. I think even as a fan, that would have me thinking, you know, this just didn't work. It's the end of the Myles Garrett era. They ruined it. There's no guarantee they'll do this right, by the way, but I would rather have all those first-round picks looking at me, and there's going to be multiple first-round picks coming from somebody.
I would agree. That's what you want, especially in the NFL, where more recently we've seen player-for-player trades, but generally speaking, it's always going to be future assets, and if you can get high ones, depending on who you're dealing with, you could really change things around in a hurry. So that's the challenge for the Steelers. How do you get there? If you're not going to be proactive and make these sorts of moves, then how do you get there? What do you do? If you're going to make a trade in the draft next year, move from wherever you're going to pick, 17 to 22, and move up to top 10, you're going to have to give up something to do it, but I would recommend that's a good way to get a quarterback, because I don't see it happening this year. I don't see any way they're going to get one of these guys. And Joe, if I were them, I wouldn't just desperately try to draft a quarterback in round 3 or 4 just because.
Bob, I'm reading, I hear that. I'm reading something from Nick Wilson, who's a media guy. Barry and Stefanski walked into Cleveland with a starting quarterback, Myles Garrett, Nick Chubb, and Denzel, and turned it into one playoff win, a .476 winning percentage, the worst trade in NFL history, no quarterback, no elite running back, and now no Myles Garrett if they trade him. He said fumbling the bag doesn't begin to describe it.
Yeah, they're not in a good place, but this is when you try to dig out. And they're trying to do that, apparently, and it's not their idea, it's his. He doesn't want to be part of it.
That's why you'd never want to be the Browns.
No, and I never want to be the Browns, regardless of if we get 4 number one picks.
But there's a diff. I didn't ask you if you wanted the Browns GM and coach and history. I asked you, would you rather be in the Browns position right now?
They have too many needs. Chubb's not the same running back he was. I think their offensive line has issues. I think their defense.
I think it's all about the quarterback. And if I trade Myles Garrett, I've got a chance at one.
Maybe, maybe not.
Well, and I think that this year they're going to pick a quarterback, whether it be Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward. Yeah, I don't like either of those guys.
Maybe they won't pick one this year.
They're going to pick one this year.
So you'd rather be the Steelers with a lower first-round pick and nothing to speak of really future-wise in terms of picks, because you know they're going to go 9-8 forever.
I honestly believe.
Than the Browns? You'd rather be that than have the top. Would they have a top 5 pick this year?
I think
it's the second pick.
So you'd rather be in the Steelers' position trying to build yourself moving forward than the Browns?
I would, and I especially believe.
Why?
This is why. I genuinely believe that the Steelers are going to do everything possible next year when the draft is in Pittsburgh to draft a quarterback at home.
I do, too.
What would that be?
trading up multiple picks.
So again, why wouldn't you rather have the Browns situation leading into next year's
draft?
This
year's quarterback group is not
great. Don't take one. Take somebody else at five.
I would encourage the Steelers to do that this year. Don't take one. Any of the positions, none. They may take a flyer on Will Howard or any of these guys.
I'd rather a bunch of high picks than no picks in
at all. So would I. But
That's the Browns compared to the Steelers.
All right, we'll see what happens.
Again, that's irrelevant too, because the question is, would you rather be in the Browns' predicament looking for a quarterback or the Steelers' predicament looking for a quarterback? I would rather have a top five pick plus bunches maybe of draft picks coming to me. Plus, I'll probably stink again this year and have another top 10 pick anyway next year. Call me crazy, but in my search for a quarterback, I'd rather be in that position than the Steelers.
I just think the Browns are a desperate organization and franchise that loves to overreact.
Again, not the question. It's simply, what position would you rather be in? Having a bunch of picks or not having bunches of picks when you're looking for a quarterback?
Well, I think they're going to trade George Pickens and get a couple of picks. So I would still rather be the Steelers. And I think their roster's better.
A George Pickens trade is going to net you a pick that can get you a franchise quarterback?
It'll get you a second-round pick that can help you further move up next year.
That's my thing in moving up next year. I just don't see any answers now, and even for the Browns, I don't. I'm not believing at all in any of those quarterbacks. I think they all have flaws. I think they could come in and be failures, and you're going to waste a top five pick on somebody like that. I'd rather not do it this year.
If you
can do it next year.
Why wouldn't you be able to do it next year?
They could do it next year. Yeah. If I'm the Steelers, I'm kind of looking to next year.
By what method will they move into the right position?
By acquiring picks and certain other moves they may make and just, boatloading them to move up. Whatever you have to move up, 5 spots, 10 spots, just like they did for Devin Bush, and that didn't work. But you're sure
there will be that kind of quarterback there?
More so next year than this year. I
don't know.
I just have a sour taste in my mouth about what I've seen and read about all these quarterbacks. I don't know that you could come right in at any of them and make a difference, and I don't know if they're even the right answer. We've seen so many number one picks overall, top five picks fail and not be what you think they are. So you got to take the chance. I get what you're saying. You have a lot of ammo. If you're Cleveland, you're going to get a lot of draft capital and make that more possible.
I guess what I'm really saying is I would think about trading TJ Watt because this hasn't worked. What Cleveland is looking at is the end of an era, such as it was for them. Although in the Myles Garrett years, they did win more playoff games than the Steelers. And if I'm the Steelers, it's the end of the TJ Watt era, unless you want to go 9-8 again next year, 10-7 or 10-8 and get killed in a playoff game. Somebody's got to wake up around here, and it's hard to wake up when you're 10-7. Because you think it's going okay. You think you're close. The Browns are leaving no doubt, especially to Myles Garrett, at 3-14. So let me ask you, moving forward in life, which teams you'd rather be than the Steelers or vice versa? You guys ready for this exercise?
Yes.
Would you rather be the Steelers or the Bills? We'll start at the top.
Bills.
Steelers or the Dolphins? Again, I'm not comparing coaches, GMs, history.
I'm going to go Steelers on that. I'm not a Tua fan.
Yeah, I guess they're about the same. They failed and they don't. When do they draft in this year's draft limits? Do you have the draft order in front of you?
I'll pull it up right now.
Because I'm all about high picks right now. And I think the Dolphins are about to fall apart, Bob.
So do I.
So I think I would rather be them.
They're 13th.
13th isn't high enough, probably. But about to fall apart sounds better than 10-8 and getting blown out of a playoff game, to me anyway. So I'd rather be the Dolphins. The Steelers or the Patriots? What did you say to that one, Limits?
Steelers over the Dolphins and obviously the Bills.
Steelers over the Bills?
No, Bills over the Steelers and Steelers over Dolphins.
Oh, why over Dolphins?
Well, I also am not a believer in Tua. That's a lot of money that I think is holding them back because they've allocated so many significant resources to him, and Tyreek Hill is also wanting a trade.
Steelers or the Jets?
Steelers.
Steelers.
Jets. Don't they have a top five pick in the draft, I think?
7.
Well, that's easier to move up from. I'd rather be in that position than the Steelers. And I think they actually have some young talent on that team, Bob.
They do.
And they don't have a real they're not tied down to any quarterback either.
They are and they aren't. We'll see what happens there. I'm not convinced that Rodgers is not going to be there again.
The Steelers or the Patriots? That's an easy
one. See, I don't know if I like I have an incomplete thought about Drake May. I like him, I think. but I'm not sure.
I like the new coach factor, plus a quarterback that I think is young and very, very promising. I'd rather be them.
Patriots, they have the fourth pick. I don't like their roster, but their quarterback.
So let me ask you something. If you believe there's a quarterback there, if Mike Vrabel comes in there and says, I am not so sure, but Drake, does he use it on a quarterback in the fourth pick when knowing he has other big needs, would he take another quarterback?
No. No way. They have their quarterback.
How about if they trade Drake May?
Why would they do that?
Because as I said, I'm not convinced he's going to be, and maybe he isn't either. How about if he isn't? It's not his pick.
Well, if he isn't, then you're right. It's a whole new ball game. But I think that's one of the reasons you take that job is because of Drake May.
Or because you have the fourth overall pick, too, and you can get your own quarterback if you like one of these guys. I don't know.
Think about that, Bob. They've got, I think they have a quarterback who's very promising and a pick like that. Yeah, I'd rather be the Patriots.
He made the Pro Bowl, Bob. We know how important the Pro Bowl is.
Who hasn't made the Pro Bowl?
How about Minka with his two picks the other day, Bob?
Good. Where are those?
In flag football.
Flag
he's pretty
football,
good.
Wonderful. By the way, did any of you watch that?
No.
I couldn't bring myself to watch it. I have no interest in it whatsoever.
Who was playing quarterback that he picked off? I think it was a position player.
Yeah, I think there was a wide receiver. He had a pick six off of a
That's
wide
wonderful.
Receiver. I can't remember
Compelling
who it was.
Compelling television. I'm anxious to see the ratings on that.
Minka had more interceptions in the Pro Bowl than he did in a 17-game season.
Steelers or Ravens? We all know the
Baltimore.
Answer to that.
Yeah.
Steelers or Bengals? We all know the answer
Cincinnati.
To that.
Cincinnati?
Yeah, they have a franchise quarterback who can give them a chance. Steelers or the Browns? We already said you guys would rather be in the Steelers position right now, building forward. I'd rather be in the Browns position. Steelers or Texans?
Probably Texans right now. They have a good young nucleus.
Yeah, Houston.
Clearly. Steelers or Indy? Oh, limitless wonder.
Mm.
I'd rather be the Steelers. I have no confidence in Indianapolis right now with Anthony Richardson with the keys to their Lamborghini. He is just not very good. He's not accurate. No.
They've been chasing quarterbacks for a long time, too, and this is the one thing that could happen here if they're not careful. You can start bringing in veterans every year, mix it up every year, but if you don't get the pick right, you end up where they are, which is treading water.
Yeah. Steelers or Jags?
Ooh.
I think probably the Steelers.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I'm still, if I'm them, hopeful that Trevor Lawrence can figure this whole thing out. But I don't know if I...
Man, I'm losing hope on that one. You, Limits?
I'm a huge Trevor Lawrence guy. But right now, the Steelers, their roster on defense is not very good.
Steelers or Titans?
Steelers.
Steelers.
You would rather be in the Steelers' position right now than have the number one overall pick in this draft?
Well, if we're talking about so heavy quarterback focus,
yes.
Is there a quarterback that you really like if you're Tennessee where you have the number one pick and you can draft one to be
change your franchise? If I were them, I would trade down and give it to somebody. I'd pick up more picks because they need more
help. And plus, they're probably going to stink again next year, even if they draft a guy who's decent. I'd rather have the number one pick in the draft.
Yeah, that worked well for Chicago after all these years.
Well, Chicago's still searching, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe they have their guy, don't they?
Maybe, maybe not.
I'd rather be Chicago than the Steelers. Living in perpetual delusion at 10-7.
It's funny how one change of a quarterback, if you do it right, if you get the right guy, how that changes everything.
Yeah.
And that's what they're searching for right now.
Steelers over the Chiefs, would you rather be in their position? The Chargers or the Broncos? We'd all say no. Correct? We'd rather be those teams and their situations moving forward, right?
Easily.
So for me, that leaves, when I compare situations moving forward, the only teams in the AFC I would rather be, or I'd less rather be, is Indianapolis, Jacksonville, and the Raiders.
Yeah, the Raiders are in that search mode too.
That's it.
Yeah, I throw Miami in there, and I also put Cleveland in there.
That's fine.
I understand the reservations.
That's fine. But look at the exercise that we've just done, Bob. And yeah, what's the moral of the story?
You need a quarterback. That's what the moral of the story is.
That's moral number one. Moral number two is the very last place that you want to be in pro sports is right in the middle.
When you have nowhere up, nowhere down, it seems like it's a perpetual... Just treading water to stay alive, you know.
And they're one of the all-time teams. Like, they're slightly above the middle, so they can get away with it easier in their own minds, if nowhere else. High-end mediocrity, Bob. They've bought a house there. They live there.
Yeah, the problem is you're living in a residential neighborhood that has some pretty good cul-de-sac houses.
Yes.
And you have to deal with them.
Exactly.
So it's very interesting. I wonder what the – I'm going to be interested to see how many teams make a bid for Garrett and what the bid looks like.
Oh, my God. I've already – I mean, who wouldn't? What team that's contending wouldn't want to make a really substantial bid for him?
How old is he, by the way?
29.
29. Yeah, he still has pretty good football.
How about Dallas? How about Detroit? How about Minnesota, Green Bay, Tampa? I've already seen a bunch of people say Tampa.
I heard the Dodgers have some interest in acquiring Myles Garrett, too.
Yeah, on a deferred contract.
412-928-9370. Myles Garrett has requested a trade in writing from the Cleveland Browns. It just brings up so many questions. You know, are they ahead of the game if they trade him while the Steelers keep T.J. Watt? Living in their little world of delusion where Art tells Ashley Liotis, hey, we win a lot of games around here, you know. Not like we've never won anything. I know, but it's almost been a decade of anything of significance. Longer. 3 playoff wins in 14 years. Oh my God. Think about that. 3 playoff wins in 14 years.
And they beat Matt Moore, A.J. McCarron.
And Alex Smith.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing to watch this perpetual delusion. 412-928-9370. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates Personal Injury Law Firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And Bob, when you sat down with Art, just the immediate rejection of the Tomlin trade. It almost felt to me, I don't know how it felt to you in the moment, but it felt to me like, how is this even a question? Like, of course, we shut it down right away. It's Mike Tomlin. And to me, you're just doing yourself a disservice by not listening. I think you're doing yourself and Mike Tomlin and the Bears a disservice. I thought that was an incredible win-win-win opportunity for all 3 parties to just move on. Just move on with a fresh start.
I wonder if there was a no-trade clause, if that would have changed his opinion.
That's interesting.
Because it's there, you know, I don't know that it's an immediate blockade, not unlike what some of these players control their future destination places. So, I don't know. All I know is they better do something in this offseason that makes people think they have solved some of their issues, because they have a lot of issues to be solved.
And I
just don't think you can do it with quarterback this year. Do you? Do you think they can solve their quarterback situation this year?
Probably not. I'd probably double down on Fields and the run game and just, I mean, honestly, if it was me, I would try to stink. People think, especially in this town, that that's crazy when every single championship that's ever been won by the Steelers and Penguins was born of stinking. I think it'd be a pretty good idea to trade T.J. Watt, trade Minka, bring in a quarterback you know can't win or will have a very difficult time of it, and just stink for a year. We'll all survive.
I would be very aggressive with trades. I would. I think you have to at some point.
And live to fight another day, for God's sakes. And the Tomlin trade could have been a jump start in that direction. Good for everybody. You get the Bears' first round pick. Where are they drafting, Bob?
They're 10. Is that where they are this year?
Yes.
10.
Get their first round pick and maybe another one if it's like some of these other deals, if they wanted him badly enough, and maybe a player, and then you're on your way with at least upgrading the talent of a C-plus roster. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy.
And I'm going to have to watch Abdul Carter play for the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, man.
That'll be bad.
You're right about that.
You could
that.
Have the Cleveland Cavaliers in your town, too, though. That's a good thing.
Would you like them to move here?
No, it's close enough where you can just get up there and watch them if you want.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built. It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Huge news in the NFL. Myles Garrett has officially requested a trade in writing, and the Browns have responded, their PR department, by basically saying, we reiterate what their GM Andrew Berry said, we aren't taking calls.
Well, he's playing a game there then.
Right.
He's playing a game, and he's going to force this to come to some sort of conclusion. So people will keep, what do you mean you're not taking calls? He wants to be traded. I'll give you this. And maybe that's the prudent play.
We would just reiterate what Andrew Berry, did I say his name right before? What Andrew Berry has said all offseason, the Browns PR department said. We're not entertaining offers for him. Nothing has changed. We'll see about that. You think that might get a little ugly if they don't? If they don't honor his request?
Then you're going to see him probably not play, and that becomes even uglier. But I do think they'll come to some conclusion here, because I do think this is a little bit of a bait thrown out there by the Browns, saying, okay, we're not talking about him. But if someone wants a call, they're going to listen, I bet.
I mean, how could you not? Can you imagine some of the offers that they're going to get? There's going to be a market for him that's endless with teams, right?
You would think so, yeah. Teams that are desperately close to winning and know that the window may be closing and there's one piece missing and that's the piece, which is why the Steelers, you know, would have been well served to listen to anything. Same thing. I like listening. Don't you think listening is an art form? If
yes.
You listen, you can come away.
Exactly. Yes, of course I would be listening, and of course I'd be doing the deal. I mean, they don't have a quarterback at the moment. Maybe they'll draft one. But I would like to, rather than have this guy into his 30s, I'd like to just say we didn't do it in his prime. We screwed up. Let's just start over in a way. Not a complete start over for them, but let's just gather like first round picks left and right. And commence our search for our next quarterback here. Especially if you don't think you have one this year at number 2. Do you think they will take a quarterback at number two, the Browns?
Yes, I think they will. One of those two, Sanders or Cam Ward. I don't know anyone else who can, you know, a lot of people have. It's funny how Jackson Dart, he has people rate him as a first-round pick and others as a seventh-round pick. How can there be that much of a disparity about what his talent level in the NFL might be?
I mean, there are guys like that, Bob, especially quarterbacks, where it's crazy, where you think they, look at Will Levis, who's the other guy they were going to take that year.
Malik Willis.
Malik Willis, yeah. That Tomlin only had eyes for him, we were told. And they took Kenny Pickett. I don't know, man. The Browns, I think, have an opportunity here to not erase, but to mitigate some of the damage done by the Deshaun Watson trade. Don't you think so, Bob?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they got to do – at some point, you got to do something. You can't just sit there and just say he's on the roster. You got to pay him. Just get rid of him.
How was everybody there not fired, by the way?
Because I think it was Jimmy Haslam who did all of this.
Stefanski's the most overrated coach in the league. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think whoever told you or whatever tweet you read earlier is very succinct and to the point here with regard to them. They had Baker Mayfield. They had a defense that was getting better. They had a healthy Nick Chubb. They had a lot of things going their way, and they decided to get rid of it all because of Deshaun Watson, of all people. And now here they are.
The worst trade in
history. If they kept Baker Mayfield, what do you think their destiny would have been from that
different
moment?
Different. I don't know about a Super Bowl.
Well, they had Denzel Ward on defense. They could have loaded up on more
picks.
And
they had plenty of money. They would have had plenty more money to spend. Right. I think it would have been radically different. 412-928-9370 limits. Why don't you put somebody on the line if you'd be so kind?
All right. We have two calls. Here is George. He's in North Carolina. He has a trade idea.
Yeah, this is George. I'd love for Bob to fly me in on this plane one day. I just sit around and talk football with you guys.
All right, we can talk about that another day. We got the Pompano and Easy Jet ready for you.
Oh, please. Please, man. Please. I'm off today, and it'd be great to just sit around and talk football. But here's my thing on the trade. TJ specifically. I'm trading TJ because our window's not now, and I'll trade him in the division because our window's not now. Like, if you trade him to Baltimore or Cincinnati, it wouldn't hurt us necessarily because we're not looking to win for the next 2 or 3 years. So if they're winning and they're beating us, it doesn't matter. Like, it's like, oh, we can't trade in Cincinnati. No, we're not going to win the next 2 years. We're rebuilding. You know what I'm saying? So
people
you'd have to,
the Capitals.
They have to make an admission that that's the case, and they're not going to make that admission.
Well, that's the problem. That's the problem, right? They I think they're in win now mode. We're not in our AFC championship game window. And another thing, I'll flip all the way to this. I was trying to talk to I tried to call you guys last week, and I had to get a haircut, so I had to drop off. But as far as losing, Joe, we talked about this before. I've called a few times. We don't have to lose and be bad or tank to get a good pick. Because Green Bay, off a winning season, got Jordan Love. You know what I'm saying? Philly, off a winning season, got Jalen Hurts. Kansas City, off a winning season, got Mahomes. You got to trade up.
You got to be proactive before it ever gets there.
Yep. But you got to develop the talent. I would judge Tomlin more than on winning seasons, on always developing talent. Because if we're not developing talent in this organization, then we need to move on, right? Go take some more people from Philly. You know what I'm saying? Who's developing talent? I think that's the problem in Pittsburgh. Guys aren't necessarily – how many Pro Bowls do we get a year in and year out? First-round pick, Kendrick Green, and these guys getting asked to change positions and things aren't working out. That is a bigger part of the problem as the coaching and anything like that. Like, it's a lot of problems in Pittsburgh, and 10-7 is somehow – 10-8 is like somehow curing it, but it's not really. It's all causes overlooking. 10-8 is just middle of the road, like Joe says, and it's not really doing anything. We got more problems that's being covered up or band-aided by the fact that we're going 10-8. Develop the talent. You know what I'm saying? You got the kid who's in the Rams now who's probably a top 10 guard, and he was right here. We get in the third, fourth round, and he grew up a Steeler fan. Dotson, he was a Steeler fan. I remember on draft day, he said he grew up a Steeler fan. And we get rid of this guy because we wanted to change positions while DeCastro was here, and we never moved him back to position. I mean, and we're so arrogant as far as, like, the Kendrick Green. He should be center. This guy's too small, doesn't want to play center, we're moving him. I mean, it's just, we got to develop talent. We don't have to lose as much. Losing would help, but it's not required. We got to develop talent.
I hear you.
Man. Send me your plane. Send me your plane, Bob.
All right, let's go. We'll do that. We'll have a nice a couple of beverages, and we can talk. Appreciate it.
Very well said. Next, limits.
All right, let's go to Dave in Delmont.
Hello, Dave.
Now, see, that's normally a call I would not take.
I would not say anything bad. You are a treasure for Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh especially.
Thank you.
What about Limits? Is he a treasure for Western Pennsylvania?
I enjoy 93.7. Everybody that's on there, I listen all the time.
Thank you, sir. Yep.
Appreciate that.
I have a crazy trade situation that if we were smart and we would really think about it, this is what you should do. We're not going to have a good team next year. Sign Fields for a couple years. Trade T.J. Watt. Trade Pickens. And trade Minka. I would have traded Tomlin too. But you got to set your eyes on the 2026 draft. It's in Pittsburgh, and the one person I would go after is Manning. There hasn't been a bad quarterback with the last name Manning. And that's what I would do. That way you could trade all the capital that you got from all those trades, and you still would have all your picks for 2025 and 2026. Get what you need in 2025 other than a quarterback, whatever you're short, and then go for Manning, especially in Pittsburgh. Number one pick, the fans would go nuts.
Limits wants Drew Aller to come to the Steelers.
Drew Aller is a little overrated.
I'm kidding.
Love Penn State.
I'm kidding.
You're not kidding.
What?
I would take Arch Manning over Drew Aller, but I'd be completely fine with Drew Aller after another year of development in college being here, yeah?
Bob, he's lost his mind.
I wouldn't do that.
Thank you, sir.
Then why were scouts
Drew Aller
why were
as scouts the franchise
saying,
quarterback?
Why were scouts saying that Drew Aller could have been the number one pick this year? He could have been the first quarterback taken.
Scouts have been known to be wrong.
Because they're out of their minds? Have you lost your mind, Limits? Mm. Bob, what do you think of this?
I'd rather have Tyler Warren.
Yeah, Tyler Warren's going to be one of the best tight ends in all football.
By the way, are you guys both positive that the quarterback draft is – that? Next year is going to be better than this one.
No.
You're both
based on that?
Arch Manning?
We're talking about more availability of players who would meet the requirement of looking as potential franchise quarterbacks.
Are you sure about that?
Of course I'm not sure. Neither are scouts who make these picks. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Because as I look ahead, it doesn't look like it's exactly stocked. And other than, is Arch Manning considered like a historic blue chip prospect here?
He's considered pretty good.
Okay.
Making $6.5 million in NIL right now.
Well, I don't care about that. Better than Cam Ward or Shador then?
Yes.
He'll be higher rated?
Yes.
Bob, you agree with that? And then who in that draft?
The quarterback thing is so difficult to nail, only because you're dealing with college kids who've had success against defenses that are largely not up to NFL standards. In other words, there may be one or two good guys. You can scheme around them on defense to stay away from the rest. You can pick apart. And so you get to the NFL level, and it's all different. I have no idea. I mean, I thought some of these guys would be able to come in. I thought when I looked at a guy like Sam Darnold originally, I said, that's a good pick, right? When you look at a guy like Wilson, the Jets, how many picks have they made in the top five? And they've all backfired. Zach Wilson had a lot of people think he was going to be a franchise. I don't know, man. It's hard to do it. That's why they get paid to make these kind of decisions. But you got to figure it out somehow.
And it's easier to figure out if you get somebody in the top 10.
Yes and no. Look how many failures there have been. There have been hits, certainly, but there have been, for given the top 10 pick, you would think they'd have a 90% rate of return on that. But there have been a lot of failed top 10 picks.
Well, sure, but in order to get a franchise quarterback, your odds dramatically increase if you have a top 10 pick.
No question about that, but that doesn't guarantee it.
Nothing guarantees it. Yeah, of course.
Well, that's
not.
Why when you're asking, I don't have the answer to that. I don't know what these guys, I'm just saying.
I don't even remember what I asked. Oh,
about next year's quarterback crop.
Yes. Here's your top 10 touchdown throwers in the NFL this year. Joe Burrow, 1 overall. Baker Mayfield, 1 overall. Lamar, an outlier at, what was he,
32nd or 31? Yeah.
Jared Goff, where was he? 1 overall?
Number 1.
Sam Darnold.
Number 3.
Bo Nix, number 10.
Two of those guys have rerouted their whole careers. They had to go to 4 different teams before they harnessed it. My point is it's not that easy, and I'm talking about Mayfield.
My point
Darnold.
Is that almost all the guys who are succeeding at the highest level in the NFL were top 10
But if
picks.
You put out, I guarantee if you click the list about top 10 quarterback picks who failed, the list would be longer.
I know, but how's that relevant to the notion that you should probably be drafting in the top 10 to get your next guy?
That isn't. I'm saying if you're the Steelers, you should trade up there to get that. I'm acknowledging
that. Yeah.
What I'm saying is even if you do it, You could pick the wrong guy. A lot of teams have.
Well, sure you can. Sure they could. But you want to give yourself the opportunity.
But do you know that Shador Sanders, can you say right now he's going to be a can't-miss stud?
No, I can't.
None of them. None of us can.
None of them. But I don't understand how that's relevant to give yourself a chance in the top 10.
I'm not making that argument.
I agree with you there. You might be wrong.
But you can set it all up. Your dominoes are set, and then one bad pick changes the direction of everything.
Don't screw it up, then, would be my advice.
Okay.
Take Ben Roethlisberger as the third quarterback in a draft. You know, take Patrick Mahomes, 10th overall. Take Josh Allen. Where'd he go? 6th, 7th? Something like that.
Yeah.
Get it right.
A lot of teams passed on all those guys. I mean, how many people passed on Mahomes?
Take Jaden Daniels, 2nd overall. Don't screw it up. That would be my advice here, Bob.
Okay.
Take Bo Nix.
I hear all
take
that.
Bo Nix,
I'm just saying
overall.
It's a little bit more difficult than just saying we're going to go up there and take our next quarterback. You can, but you may end up with somebody who fails.
Absolutely.
And that's the risk you have with quarterbacks. That's why it's such an important position to nail
down.
But
we both agree they should move mountains to get in the top 10.
Yes.
That's all I need to know. And I would say that next year, more specifically.
This year, I'd ignore it.
I'm not sure about next year's quarterback crop limits. You?
That 2018 draft, as a side note, was absolutely unreal with Josh Allen 7th. The top 10 was Baker, Saquon, Sam Darnold, Denzel Ward, Bradley Chubb, Quentin Nelson, Josh Allen, Roquan Smith, Mike McGlinchey, the tackle, and then Josh Rosen. But on that quarterback class, I'm much more confident in it than I am this year's class, even though we have not seen Arch Manning play considerable snaps because they had Quinn Ewers.
Who beyond Arch Manning are you talking about?
Nico Iamalevia, I think that's how you pronounce his name, from Tennessee. Lenora Sellers from South Carolina is a pretty intriguing player. He would have got a lot more run if they would have made the playoffs. South Carolina just got out, wasn't just on the outside looking in. And Garrett Nussmeier is pretty decent at LSU, too. And we know what LSU has done with quarterbacks over the last few years with Daniels and with Burrow.
We'll see, I guess. And you think Drew Aller's in that conversation?
I do. I think he will be. He needed to come back to school. He was not ready to go out to the draft.
I don't see Drew Aller as a franchise quarterback. Do you, Bob?
No. I think he can be a serviceable guy, but I wouldn't classify him as someone I would want to have as my can't-miss franchise quarterback.
Did you know that Aaron Rodgers finished 7th in the league, tied with Josh Allen in touchdown passes this year at 28? 28 touchdowns and 11 picks.
I look at that as the way I looked at Russell Wilson now last year. The numbers seemed good,
yeah,
but
you're
there
right.
was more to it than that.
I agree with that. However, may I interest you in a gently used Aaron Rodgers for the Steelers next year, Bob?
No.
Him and Tomlin have a nice bromance going, don't they?
Good for them, but no.
Limits?
No. Not that interested.
Who would be better on the Steelers, Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson?
Probably Russell Wilson.
Bob?
Probably Rodgers for 1 year, but I'm not interested in either. I want to move away from that just because of the cost involved.
Man, that would be very intriguing, but that could be absolutely horrifying.
I would look forward to the first.
That could be Joe Namath on the Rams
column after spending 5 days in darkness with Aaron Rodgers. What that would be like?
You think he would let me do that?
I would find it very interesting because you, knowing that you're afraid of just about everything in the darkness, you would
and
have
the
a
light,
hard time.
And the light.
You would have a hard time staying there for 5 days or whatever.
Oh, my God, it's 12:05. Limits, why didn't you warn me?
The 50-minute mark.
The 50-minute mark on the
50-minute mark brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. The fan is turning 15. You're invited to our anniversary party on February 26th at Rivers Casino. The party is free, but you need a ticket to get in. Head to Porky's Bar and Grill in Etna this Wednesday from 5 to 6. The first 10 people will get a pair of tickets. Plus, we will draw for a pair of tickets at 6. Details at 937thefan.com. Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Coming up. What? I can't hear anything in my left ear limits. What did you say? Okay. Coming up at noon, we have a Limitless Express, Bob. You can jump right on. And what a wonderful man you are to be our
conductor.
I've got
to be listening to that thing about wooden teeth forever. It's going to be...
I know.
You don't have to go to it now.
Have you ever met Dr. Dick at Duquesne, Bob?
No.
You should have him on one of your shows. He's very good in sports marketing. He preferred Ron.
He preferred Ron. I understand why.
Where was I here? Limits, you threw me off with the, with getting my, something happened where the headphones cut off and then you were talking in my ear.
Yes, I wanted to deliver a message to you because I have something to play something soon happened. Because of the time.
Okay, play it.